This is The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. Todd Zwillick is back tomorrow. We begin in Northern California.
I grew up here in Sonoma County. I've lived here most of my life, and I almost can't describe what I'm seeing. The sky is this weird yellow-gray color. There's ash falling everywhere. The smoke is really thick. The sun is a funny color, and, you know, the devastation is just beyond understanding.
Heather Bailey is co-owner of Phoenix Farms in Healdsburg, California. She was forced to evacuate from her home, and we'll hear more from her in just a minute. More than 15 wildfires that started on Sunday night are still blazing across Northern California. At least 17 people have been killed, hundreds are hospitalized, and about 180 people are still missing. The fires have ripped through more than 100,000 acres, destroying 2,000 homes and businesses. About 25,000 evacuees are still waiting to learn if anything more than ashes remain of their homes. President Trump approved California Governor Jerry Brown's request for federal aid and declared a major disaster. Here's the president in remarks to reporters on Tuesday.
Napa has been hit so hard, and Sonoma, as they deal with the tragic loss of life and property to devastating wildfires. I spoke with Governor Brown last night to let him know that the federal government will stand with the people of California, and we will be there for you in this time of terrible tragedy and need.
Here to discuss the latest on Northern California's wildfires is KQED News anchor Mina Kim. Mina Kim is in Napa, California. Hi, Mina.
Hi.
Mina, you've been covering the wildfires nonstop for the past 24 hours. Schools and hospitals, wineries and mobile home parks have been destroyed. You live in Napa yourself. You're there now. And the evacuation line is creeping toward you, as I understand.
Yes, it's about two major roads away from me right now. I wish I could say that this situation is improving, but in the last 12 hours, it's taken a bit of a turn. The fires have actually intensified here in Napa, particularly on the west end of the city, the northwest end of the city where I am. And that's why the evacuation zone got closer to me within the last 12 hours. And it still remains a life-saving operation where firefighters basically are not putting or not able to, I guess is a better way to put it, to put their efforts toward putting out the fire, but really much more focused on saving lives.
The president has announced federal support. FEMA has also pledged funds to fight the fires. And yesterday, the California National Guard started to aid first responders in battling some of the fires. What is the local and federal response and recovery looking like on the ground?
Well, we're certainly going to need all of that. As of right now, the update that we got from the local county fire chief, the Cal Fire chief here, was that even though there is a great deal of mutual aid and there are more resources coming in both state and nationally, there are firefighters who are having to do multiple back-to-back shifts. So there is a lot of fatigue. I've been hearing from neighbors who have wineries or homes in the hills and mountain ranges, and they're wondering why they're not seeing more air support. So even though, yes, help is on the way, I don't think at this point anyone is really feeling a significant change for the better.
And this has been an intense wildfire season in the western region of the United States. More than 8 million acres have been burned. These fires spread unusually fast. They caught some residents off guard who had to flee on foot, which I can't even imagine. What made these fires spread so quickly?
It was the wind. The wind was so fast. It was going up to 60, in some cases 70 miles per hour. It was blowing embers everywhere. That's what started multiple fires in multiple locations that almost, you know, felt like a giant half ring for a bit around various cities in the two counties of Sonoma and Napa. And the wind still remains the major factor. I mean, it really is a question of where the wind blows. That's we're really at the mercy of that. And unfortunately, it's predicted that the winds will pick up significantly. Also, you mentioned that we've had a really bad wildfire season. The Cal Fire state chief was saying that while multiple fires are not unheard of, they're becoming much more the norm these days.
Wildfires don't qualify for federal disaster funding, although the president can approve grants. So, Mina, how can our listeners help those in need right now? Where do people who are still searching for loved ones turn to?
Well, that's one thing that's been really hard. The connectivity has been really hard here. We have really limited cell service, but they are asking, there are disaster relief funds. I know locally here in Napa, the Napa Community Foundation has set up a disaster relief fund. People can also check for updates on loved ones at safeandwell.org. And, you know, they are looking for volunteers in the Sonoma area, in particular at the evacuation centers there. It's just, it's still very much a volatile situation.
All right. KQED News anchor Mina Kim, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck out there.
Thank you.
We return to Heather Bailey now. Bailey is the co-owner of Phoenix Farms in Healdsburg, California. And she says, despite spending her entire life in Sonoma County in California, which is known for its wildfires, these fires have reached a scale she hasn't ever witnessed before.
I've certainly never been through anything like this. This is unlike anything I've ever seen before, because most of the fires that we deal with are wildland type fires. But the way that this has burned through these residential neighborhoods and taken so many houses is just unbelievable. I was involved in helping out with the Valley Fire 2 years ago, which is in the neighboring county, Lake County, from here. And that was horrific for sure. And there was certainly loss of life and loss of homes. But that geography compared to the number of homes and things taken here, is there's no comparison. I just can't imagine how many people have lost their homes.
You live in an unincorporated area of Sonoma on a farm. How and when did you evacuate?
My day started at about midnight on Sunday night, or Monday morning, however you'd like to call it. A neighbor called on my cell phone and she said, the hills are glowing, we got to get out. And I sat up and looked, and indeed the hills were glowing, and I have a small child. So my first thought was to get my child out. And my original plan was to go to my parents' house. They live in a different part of Sonoma County. And unfortunately, as we started to drive over there with my son to take him to his grandparents, the closer we got, the more we realized that the fire was actually much closer to them than to us. So by the time we got there, we ended up evacuating them instead of us evacuating to them. We still don't know if their house has survived. It's in one of the areas that was the hardest hit, so we are concerned about that. But then, so we went back home and stayed up all night watching the fire and watching the fire maps. And I'm lucky that the man that works for me is a former Cal firefighter. And he stayed with us in the morning, and there came a point yesterday morning where he sort of turned to us and said, all right, I think we need to go. So he said, the fire will be here today. So that was the point when we started to get everybody out.
And you have farm animals. Did I imagine you evacuated them or tried to evacuate them as well?
Yes, it was quite an undertaking. We have 22 horses here. I have 21 goats here. I have around 20 chickens, 4 dogs, 2 mules, and a donkey. Thankfully, we were able to get almost all of them out. I had to leave a few chickens behind. I wasn't able to get them all rounded up the way I would have hoped to, but they all the rest of them got out. We did get them all out. It took a huge effort and a huge caravan from friends and complete strangers to get all those animals out of there.
You must be so worried. Do you know if your home will be standing when you return?
I do not. We're going to be trying to make our way back both to our property, and then I'm going to try to go over to my parents' property and see if it's still standing as well. At this point, we don't know.
And have you thought about what the plan would be if your home and your parents' home is not standing?
To be honest, I kind of haven't let myself go there. Mm-hmm. Because it's such a, you know, for my parents, you know, who are older and that house has really been sort of their life's work. I can't imagine what it would feel like for them to have to start over. And for myself, you know, having all these animals, it's not like I could just go rent an apartment until things are fixed. So I, at this moment, I guess I'm just sort of hoping and wishing and crossing all my fingers and toes that I won't have to figure that out. But, you know, at the same time, when you have animals, that's the responsibility that you live with. And whatever comes is what's going to come. And we'll just hope for the best and make it work somehow.
Have you heard from your neighbors?
So I haven't heard. I mean, we live pretty far out in the country, so our neighbors all live pretty far away. Nobody's been able to get back down our road to see how everybody's places have done. I do know that two of the areas in Santa Rosa that have been really devastated, one is an area called Coffee Park. That's definitely more on the lower to mid-income areas, and they have just been terribly devastated by this fire. I also know that two sort of senior living mobile home parks were pretty badly destroyed also. And then, you know, on the flip side, the Fountain Grove area, which was also really badly hit, that's probably a, sort of a different, you know, economical demographic. But that's what's striking me here when I think about it, is that everybody has been devastated. No matter where sort of on the income strata you fall, this has been a devastating 24 hours.
Okay, Heather Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry that you're going through this, and I hope your home is fine when you get back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Heather Bailey is co-owner of Phoenix Farms in Healdsburg, California.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.